a
Good
afternoon.
Naughty, very naughty.
No, 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 no,
Okay, good.
All right, time's up. Time's up.
Okay.
So, five minutes.
Was that 5 minutes?
That was about a little over.
What the?
Five minutes, about 5 seconds.
What just happened?
All right, so, each of us...
Where'd you put them all?
They're right here. Each of us decided... we all wrote down one sentence.
Are we doing Nico's first?
We all put it in an envelope. And by that, I mean literally one envelope. We ripped into thirds.
We ripped into thirds.
And we sealed each third. We all wrote a statement down. And... we decided that we were all going to talk for 5 minutes like a Pompidou character.
Yes.
And try to guess each other's statements.
Without explaining
anything. We don't know what we wrote. I don't know what you guys... We don't. Yeah, just fuck it. We're going to do it.
So, if you were playing along, if that's possible, we have three statements here from the three of us. We tried to communicate to one another, and we will now each guess the other two's statements.
Your watch might be stuck.
Let me help you out.
There it is. All
right, so Pompidou fans, who should we start with? I mean,
I say we just start at the beginning and go Nico first.
Yes. Okay. So we did a lot of hand gestures as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was sort of the weirdest game of charades I've ever played.
Yeah, it was.
I have an uncomfortable boner.
I have a boner and it's very comfortable.
Oh. That's because you're wearing shorts. There's a lot of room in there.
That's true.
Well, you have a tiny penis, so. It's like a tic-tac.
On steroids.
In the words of Tyrion Lannister, think again. Go ahead.
That was a good episode. All right, so.
Was it?
That was a great episode.
The one that ended in rape?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I mean,
isn't that all of them? Wait a minute.
You know, you're using that against me right now. You're making me sound like a rape fan. That's not why I was saying it was a good episode, but.
All right.
Okay.
All
right, so, we're guessing my.
So let's get, start with
the. I heard.
I was the first voice. You couldn't tell. I was the first voice, and I was explaining to them what my thing was.
Now, I do not have a fucking clue what I'm trying to say.
I have an idea what it makes.
Okay.
All right.
I heard derby.
I heard he said derby a lot,
derby?
But I think he was just saying a random word. I don't think he was saying derby.
Okay,
saying,
but then he was also saying pee-pee.
That's right. For some reason, he sounded like... No, he did the glasses motion with his fingers. And
okay.
He sounded a lot like Christopher Walken. And you're currently wearing a Christopher Walken shirt in which he's wearing glasses.
I am.
No, I'm not sure. And you're actually wearing glasses for real. I don't know why you didn't just take them off and hold them up. Like, hey, look, glasses. But no, you decided to move your hands and shape them like glasses. Whatever.
If that's what I did.
I think your message was, I got a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell. Just because you sound like... So, that's what I'm guessing.
That's
what his shirt says. So.
It is what his shirt says. But I went totally opposite direction and went that you had to piss like a racehorse. That's what I got.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
Also, his pee-pee was like a derby.
No, when he was saying derby...
You were thinking of horses.
I was thinking of horses. And then when he was saying pee-pee, that he has to pee like a racehorse.
Okay. So
that's what I was getting.
Okay.
I totally forgot about the glasses thing, that doesn't help at all.
Okay, well, we have two pretty solid guesses.
Unseal the envelope.
All right. Drum roll, please. Okay. Zach has no rhythm.
I was also at a weird angle, and my ring was hitting, and it was making a weird noise.
All right. And the message was, there's a family of raccoons living in my pubic hair.
What?
That's what you said?
Wait a minute. What?
Explain.
Raccoon. Is that the raccoon?
Oh, the glasses with a raccoon face.
Yep.
Okay.
Raccoon. So where did you say?
I said,
that's Nico.
I tried to say many raccoons.
In his peepee.
In peepee.
My peepee.
The fact that you put pubic hair.
You could have touched your head and been like, hair. Peepee. You could have pointed your head.
Way off, guys. You could not have been further from what I was saying.
All right, well.
We are 0 for 1 so far. Go ahead, Nick.
All right, well, I have. I can't really guess my own.
No, he can't.
Okay.
He said that his was like two words.
Yeah, rugby sucks, right?
Is that your guesses?
That's my guess.
Your guess is rugby sucks.
All right.
He was doing a football motion. We thought it might have been Tom Brady.
That's not how you thought.
Football.
right. Relax.
All right.
I don't know what it is. We're in the middle of a podcast, sir.
Yeah. You were clearly doing the football motion.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were saying no.
Yes.
And then you acted like you were shutting the TV off.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's just no football.
Okay.
Like none at all. Okay. No football.
Open it up.
If it's rugby sucks, I'm going to be mad. If rugby sucks, it's
open it.
Yep.
Rugby sucks.
Word for word. I am the best at this game.
I am. That's two things you have over me, Nico.
For the record, not how you throw a ball in rugby.
I wouldn't know because it sucks.
Okay.
Right, so, Zach's. Now.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So, Zach. You kept making this motion with your hands. It seemed like you were just trying to make an all-encompassing, like, motion. But you were kind of moving your hands in this heart shape.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed that. Okay, so...
That was not my intention.
Initially, my first impression was, I am lonely. That's what you were saying. But, well, that's why I said it. No, but then...
You're a good friend, Nick.
No problem, bud. And then you were, like, doing something with a TV remote, it seemed like. Right?
Looked like it.
So I was starting to think, maybe I love Lucy with the heart. And then you started eating food. So I'm thinking that you are saying that for Halloween this year, you're going to be Ricky from I Love Lucy. That is my guess.
Okay.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Especially because it seemed like you were eating a burrito. Ricky is Spanish, right?
Sure.
Yeah, no, he's Spanish.
So burritos.
In the 60s sitcom racist way, yeah.
Well, he also is Spanish.
Racism!
Nico, what's your guess for Zach?
You were eating something and it looked like a house and kind of a sandwich and you're eating a submarine sandwich. Something to do with that.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's correct
this. What does Zachary say?
Up in here. I'm hungry for tacos.
Yes.
Because,
hold on, let me explain.
What?
First episode was hunger.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was going with the one.
First episode.
I was trying to make a bell.
I did
ding ding. Taco bell. And then I bought, ordered, and ate a burrito.
I think you nailed it with the Ricky guest, Nick. I'm going to give you a point.
So, if anything, I feel like this shows that I am the best at portraying my message. That's what this proves.
You also had two words, yes. And there's a family of raccoons living in my people camp.
There were no rules.
And there was no rules. I could have just said fuck and just been like,
that would have been easy.
All right, worst game ever, right?
I loved it. We should play it again.
No.
But cool. Without the viewers, without the listeners, we'll just do it on our own time.
I like it. Bye, everyone.
Bye.